Rabbi Mutter to do. Shosh time kadam chashecha. Mishabur bir lach shosh time. L'char b'shtei shosh kadam chashecha. Haloi hu kadam plaga mincha. Vein bekabalos haklum. Kvo shakotsa magen abram sif katan yud. Filo ba'atma yorcha lahadik. Okay. V'ulai de marib sarik yisor sabach shenabu the kamon. So we're going to bring that this hoisofa doesn't work before plaga mincha. So if you do your calculation 2 hours beforehand, it's before plaga mincha. So the halacha is even if you're makabel, it's not chal. So what are we talking about that he can't do malacha? He can go do a malacha himself. That so he says maybe there'll be this quote over here, which is the Mariv, that's the Marivayel, that's Yechiel's Alta Seda.
Is it really?
Yeah, Marivayel. Yeah, I don't know how many generations, but a lot of them. So he's going like the Bach, which Mishnah Berurah is going to bring, which talks about that maybe there is other ways to calculate this Kabbalah, that it should work and be considered a valid Kabbalah even before the Shulchan Aruch's calculation of Plaga Mincha. Okay. Sif Beis. Yesh Omrim Shetzorech Lahoisif Mechal HaLakadosh. So, now, that the Bir Lach is going to say, why is the language Yesh Omrim? Because the Rambam does not paskin this halacha, and that's why he's bringing it. It's a riff, a rosh, and a ran, a maga, it's a ramban. It's a whole slew of rishonim who say there is a din of tosefes, of tosefes, but the Rambam does not. So the Shulchan Aruch, at least in deference to the Rambam, just says yesh omrim. Now the rule that was in the Mechaber says a lashon brings only one shita. Even though he says lashon yesh omrim, that becomes halacha. The issue of yesh omrim and passing yell, it says yesh omrim this, yesh omrim that, or it just says yesh omrim. So the pshat is that it's the halacha. That's why he's bringing it, but he refers to yesh omrim and to recognize that there's some people who disagree with it. But he's passing halacha l'maisa. So halacha l'maisa, this is a binding halacha that the din of tosefes. So when is it tosefes? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Zman Tosefes Zeh, this period of time that you can extend Shabbos, Hu Mitchilas Hashkia, Shein Hashem Hashniris Alfa Oritz Atzman Ben Hashmoshes. So, according to Ben Otam, the time the sun sets, which means goes below the horizon until 58 and a half minutes later, is Yom. But it is a period of time of Erev, in the sense that the sun has set. So that's a Zman which you can be Moisif, some of it or all of it, and make it into Tosefes Shabbos. And then Ben Hashmosha starts, and that's a Suffolk deraisa, so you must keep Shabbos. Vazman Azeh Shehu Shloisha Milin Raviyah, so that's going to be 3 mil and 1/4. So if you say that from the time the sun goes below the horizon till it's Vaday Laila, it's 4 mil, that's 72 minutes. 4 times 18 is 72. Ben Hashmosh is 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 and a half minutes. So then we're saying that for 3 mil and a quarter, it's not even Ben Hashmosh yet, it's still Yom. But it is after the sun is set. So at 18 minutes times 3 1/4, so 18 times 3 is 54. And then a quarter of 18 is 4 1/2. That's 58 and a half minutes. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Rotzal Asos Hakulo Tosefes." Oh, so you want to make the whole time Tosefes Shabbos? You could do so.
What whole time from?
From the time the sun sets. According to the Shulchan Aruch, even after the sun sets, we don't do this. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, even after the sun sets, it's still considered Yom. Laila does not start till much later, and even Ben Hashmosh does not start till much later, till 58 and a half minutes after the sun sets. So that 58 and a half minutes, if you want to make the whole thing to Sefer Shabbos, you could do so. Rosh Allah says, Mehenah mixes. Oh, so you want to make part of it to Tesev Shabbos, you can do that as well. You have to add something, and it has to be during the period of time which is Vada Yom, not Benesh Moshes. And it should be some amount, and the Shabbos is going to say it has to be enough that it's noticeable, which we assume is a few minutes. Shir is Man Benesh Moshes, who Shloshes Rivei Mil. And how long is Benesh Moshes? Benesh Moshes is 3/4 of a mil. Shum Halach Elif Mechomish Meyus Amis. So if a mil is 2,000 amas, so 3/4 of a mil is 1,500 amas. So the time it takes to walk 1,500 amas is a time, kaidim, before halayla, that's the time of Benesh Moshes. If you want to be makabel from plaga mincha, that also works. Now, so doing the math, plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter, 75 minutes before laila. So according to makaber, you calculate the zman from 72 minutes after Shkia, so Plaga Mincha starts 3 minutes before the sun goes below the horizon. So the Ramah added 3 minutes. According to Machaber, you have 72 minutes, you move back 13 and a half minutes because of Benesh Moshes, and you have 58 and a half minutes from the time the sun sets until then. You have this whole 58 minute period of time, but only from the time the sun sets. The Ramah says, no, you have from Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is 3 minutes earlier, right? Assuming that the day would be exactly.
That's
we definitely calculate based on Shoshana Manias, so that would add or subtract the time.
Right.
You theoretically could have a reality of Plaga Mincha taking place after the sun sets.
That's the 72 year sum is not Shoshana Manias.
I'm saying 72 straight, you know, regular fixed minutes. Yeah. Now. What we do is we follow the Gra. The Gra says that you calculate all this from sunset, and Plaga Mincha is calculated from before sunset, so we have much more time in the day. But according to the presentation of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they're dealing with the Rebbeinu Tam's calculation of Shkia and Benesh Moshes and Seis. It's not a lot of time that the Ramah is adding or even possibly even subtracting. Okay. So that's a lot of information over here. So where does it all come from? These calculations. So the problem is there's a steer in two Gemaras.
Well, I mean,
there's a Gemara in Shabbos where the Gemara says very, very clearly that the time of that the Gemara ended by Mamalikin. That the time of the Mora has Machloikis, how long Benesh Moshes is. One opinion says it's 2/3 of a mil, one opinion says it's 3/4 of a mil. We pass it's 3/4 of a mil. But that's it, it's 3/4 of a mil. So assuming that your mil is 18 minutes, that's 13 and a half minutes, not a very long period of time. The problem is there's a Gemara in Psachim where the Mora says that Seisa Kechavim is 4 mil after the sun sets. So, how do you answer the theorem of two Gemaras? So the Rebbeinu Tam said it must be. The Gemara is very explicit that Tzitzit Chacham is after the 4 mil after the sun sets, which is assuming a mil is 18 minutes, it's 72 minutes. Must be that our understanding of the Gemara in Shabbos that Shkia is not referring to when the sun goes below the horizon, but rather, there's another stage of Shkia which takes place much, much later, and that's 13 and a half minutes before 72 minutes. That's how Rebbeinu Tam answers the stira. Right? But the source of the problem is because we have a stira to two Gemaras, and we have to answer the two Gemaras. The Vilna Gaon says that that's not, it's not pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara in Psachim, if you look at the Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara is not discussing a halachic status of Laila. The Gemara is discussing something else totally different. The Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is saying that we know the halachas of a person is Mederech Rechaika, so he's not Chayiv Koros, he's not bringing the Korban Pesach. and he brings Pesach Sheni. So how do you define Derech HaChayikus? So the Mor says Derech HaChayikus means that when the time of the Hakrovas Karm Pesach is in existence, he's too far away to reach the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban. So when is the time of Hakrovas Karm Pesach? From Chatzos and Erev Pesach until Shkia. So how far away does he have to be? They said that he's called Derech HaChayikus. So the Mor says, well, let's figure out how much a person can walk in a half a day. From Chatzos until the sun sets. It's a half a day. So the Mor says, we know that an average person can walk 10 parsa, which is just 4 mil in a parsa, 40 mil in a day. Good. The Mor says, you know, but you don't wait till sunrise to start walking. So you're going to walk, the Mor says, is 4 mil or 5 mil even before the sun comes up. From Alois until the sun comes up is either 4 or 5 mil, the Gemara says. Okay. From the time the sun sets until it says, again, there's 4 or 5 mil. That leaves you with either 32 mil from sunrise to sunset or 30 mil from sunrise to sunset. Half of that is either 15 or 16. So the Mor says, 15 mil away or 16 mil away. Everybody agrees. The Lach is, even the Rebbe Tam says, we have a drasha that dam of Karbonis and it comes possible by suns when the sun goes below the horizon. Even though it's yom regards to everything else, but the sun goes below the horizon, it's considered the dam is possible. So from the midpoint of the day where the sun is in the middle of the sky until the sun goes below the horizon is all you have. So Mor says if it takes 15 mil to walk, if you have that period of time is the time it takes to walk 15 mil. If you're beyond 15 mil, you're not going to make it in the usual time and time. So you can't bring your Korban Pesach. You call Derech Mechaika, and you're not Chai, of course, and you bring Pesach Sheh. So that's what the Mor is discussing over there. So the Mor is not discussing a lot. The Mor is discussing how long you're going to walk after the sun sets. Maybe the definition of darkness for Halachic Laila is not total darkness. But that would then the logic would mean that a person will continue to walk even though it's halachically Laila, but if it's the light out, why not walk? And that's all the Mor is saying to Pesachim. The Mor is saying to Pesachim that people will continue to walk. The Mor Shabbos tells me that halachically Laila starts 3/4 mil after the sunset. Nope. Very easy to... That's 13 and a half minutes. Yes, but it's not totally dark because nobody said that you need total darkness to be considered Laila. And people will continue to walk until it's totally dark because they want to travel as much as they can. So people will continue to walk. Therefore, the calculation of the 40 mil assumes that people will continue to walk after the sun goes below the horizon for another 72 minutes or longer. That's how the Goyen answers the two Gemaras. But it's not giving me a lot of time at all. The second argument that the Goyen has with the Shulchan Aruch is in the calculation of how long it takes to walk a mil. Now, the Gemara in Pesachim is very clear. It's talking about the issue of Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is right around the vernal equinox. So, let's say for argument's sake, sunrise is at 6 o'clock and sunset is at 6 o'clock. It's right around the time where the day from sunrise to sunset is exactly 12 hours. And on that, the Gemara says, that's going to take you 30 or 32 mil to walk during those 12 hours. So the Beis Yosef says, where does Beis Yosef get 18 minutes? He says, it's very easy. 12 times 60 is 720. Divided by 40 is 18. Right? So the Gemara says, what is that talking about? You're saying 40 means from Alois until Seis is 12 hours. It's not 12 hours. It's not true. From sunrise to sunset is 12 hours. From Alois until sunrise, the Mor says you're going to walk either 4 or 5 mil. From Shkia until Seis, you're going to walk another 4 or 5 mil. And you're talking about the time between sunrise and sunset, which is 12 hours, is either 32 mil you're going to walk or 30 mil you're going to walk. Well, if you do the math, it's either 24 minutes or 22 and a half minutes. If it's 30 mil, 720 minutes, 12 hours, 720 minutes, divided by 30 is 24. And if you divide it by 32, it's 22 and a half. So a mil is either 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes. It's not 18 minutes. And then 3/4 of a mil is not 13 and a half minutes. 3/4 of a mil is either going to be 18 minutes, which is 3/4 of of 24 or 16 point, whatever it is, 3/4 of 22 and a half, right? And the this idea that after Shkia, 4 mil 72 minutes later is not true either. It's either going to be 90 minutes or 96 minutes. It's either 22 and a half minutes times 4, which is 22.5 times 4 is 90. 22 times 4 is 88 plus 0.5 times 4 is another 2 is 90, or 96. 4 times 24. But where does 72 minutes come from? So the Gemara says, Vima Dereit, every which way to Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any sense to him. He's watching, he has no idea what he's talking about. The 18 minutes doesn't make any sense to him. This idea that the Reuel Talmud's idea that it happens later on. Now, it's not the Goyim, really, it's the Goyim. The Goyim, most of the Goyim actually understand the Gemara like this way. The Rishonim argued on the Goyim, and the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Rav both come and argue back like the Goyim. The last point the Goyim says, it says, what you're going to end up with is, I mean, it's clearly, it's a measure of darkness. So, according to Shulchan Aruch, the measure of darkness is a tremendous amount of darkness. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, picture this, we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is telling me that it's only considered light at 72 minutes after the sun sets. So, Eretz Yisrael, the closer you get to the equator, the quicker the sun goes below the horizon. Right, so the Eretz Yisrael, 72 minutes after sunset, it's extraordinarily dark. That's the measure of darkness. Now that's going to be true wherever you are in the world, depending on the time of the year and depending on your latitude. That's going to be this. You're going to need that level of darkness. I mean, that amount of degrees below the horizon. So if you argue that that in Eretz Yisrael, Pesach time, around the vernal equinox, 72 minutes below the 7 minutes after Shkia, the sun is 16.1 degrees below the horizon. You tend to take 16.1 degrees and you move it anywhere in the world. It says you live in Vilna, it's over 3 hours. In the summertime, it's over 3 hours plus till you get to that time. So he says,
What
do you not understand? If the sun goes below the horizon, it keeps going deeper and deeper below the horizon. I mean, the earth turns, it's equivalent to the sun going below the horizon. The longer after the sunset, the lower the sun is below the horizon. So eventually the sun comes up on the other side, right? So 72 minutes after after sunset, the sun is 16.1 degrees below the horizon.
According to the Gra, people keep walking for 90 minutes after
sunset. Right, it's even longer than that.
It's even longer.
Yeah, it's 19.8 degrees.
Right.
You know,
and
it says,
so dark.
I'm saying so. It says according to me, it's not the pshat. The Gemara, is saying that immediately after Shkia, 18 minutes later, it's Lila.
But he's saying people walk for an hour and a half later.
People walk. The argument there was some light left, but there was some light left, and we're going to coax out every single inch that we can get. He said, but the halachic reality is you're going to create a reality in the Vilna that there's no Lila in the summer. Because by the time it gets that amount of time after sunset, it starts getting light again in the summer. I was in London at the end of June, and when we went to Perchas in Manchester. So I remember we drove back through the night. So 3:30 in the morning, I arrived back in London, and it was light out. It was getting light out. We davened Maariv at 11:20 in Manchester. It wasn't fully dark yet. And by the time we got back to London, you know, through 3.5 hours later, you know, about 3 o'clock in the morning, it was light. It was getting light already. It never gets fully dark. So according to me, he says you'll have Lila, but according to him, you end up with you'll have no Lila in such places. He says, Elamai, you tell me it's a fixed amount of time of 72 minutes. He says, well, what's the logic behind that? Why should it be a fixed time? It's not a fixed time. It's an amount of darkness, which is defined Lila.
That number of degrees, that's it's on 72 minutes like in at the equinox or some?
That's based on 72 minutes of the equinox. Right. Which, by the way, right around the equinox is the time when the night sky gets darkest the quickest.
Right. So the rest of the year would be different.
Right. As much, in other words, we use 8.5 degrees. Over here, 8.5 degrees is the Goyim's calculation Abseis. So that here in Washington ranges right on the equinox to 39 to 40 minutes after sunset to as late as 49 minutes. It's a 10-minute spread you'll get. In the summertime, it'll take 49 minutes after sunset to 8.5 degrees. And then the winter, right around the equinox, it takes 40 minutes.
40
minutes? 4-0. 40. Okay, let's see what Mishabru. Okay. Hosef, your test. So the law is that you have to add on to Sefer Shabbos. Mishabru points out, so the din of Sefer Shabbos applies Motzi Shabbos as well. Like somebody asked me, like, why does Yeshiva keep 60 minutes? They says, because the summer, if you were daven at 50 minutes, you're not doing to Sefer Shabbos. In summer, the calculation says this would be 49 minutes. One minute is not enough time for the Sefer Shabbos. You have to do something. So, you know, so we made a round number. We did 60. We do 60 the whole year just to not get involved in that. Actually, in Tells, they did 60 minutes in the summer and 50 minutes in the winter. That's what they would do. Sort of like, because really in the winter, 60 minutes is daiva hoiser. Some people argue that 60 minutes, because if you daven minyan too quick, by the time you finish 60 minutes, you'll finish by 72 minutes, and you'll move to melachah after 72 minutes, which is an argument. Again, that depends if you assume 72 minutes is a fixed time.
Are you talking about
Motzi Shabbos? Yeah. Anyway, the dinner of Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos as well, k'disa, the kamom, and simon reisa, the gimel, sif alef, ein shom. To Sefer Shabbos is not a key of lav or chorus. It's only mitzvah to say of the Torah to be moisiv. If you know the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, and see by Yom Kippur, may nisim esav shoshechem, esish shalachodesh po erev, mirav erev, tish rishvush shabbatchem, mirin and yorachal batisha misanen. You fast on the ninth day. It says, no, it says by erev, only in the evening. It has to be, it's fully dark. Okay, so that's how we know the Din to Sefer Shabbos on Erev Yom Kippur. Regards to Inuyim. Okay. We got me to Yosem Moisim and receive me Erev on Erev. When we receive teach Rosh Hashanah, you're feeling the B'chol Moed. No, stop. Erev and Erev. So we say the same way. There's a din of Erev before. There's a din of Erev afterwards. How do you know by Shabbos? When we receive teach Rosh Hashanah, you're feeling the B'chol Moed. Kamshen Emrish Shmois. Kamali Shabbos Yomtiv. Gam Ken Tzarich Loisim B'lish Shabbos B'malach. So this halacha is not only by Yom Kippur. It's also by Shabbos and Yomtiv. Fine. The Rambam, interestingly enough, brings this Gemara down on a deraisa level by Inui and not by Malacha on Yom Kippur. So once that's true, means he's learning not like this Braisa, like the other Braisa which have other drushes. This is a din by Inui and not by anything else. Fine. The tzivui of the Torah of adding obviously, it means before Ben Hashemashas. The Ben Hashemashas who savak shema who laila chayv alei Hashem toli but letzarech kral asufet. See, even though the Ben Hashem knows what Ben Hashemashas is, but we don't. He knows that we don't. He hasn't told us, so he knows that we're mechuyev halachically to be machim. So what's he telling me to keep that time to sef is Ben Hashemashas? You can't do anything anyway. What are you being moisif? So it must be it means before Ben Hashemashas. So when does it start? It starts from Tchila Shkia. Who does Ben Otam b'siyata? This is the opinion of Ben Otam and his group. The Sirlu the Shtei Shkia saying there are two Shkias. Tchila Nichseis Achama Meinenu b'Shakas. First, the sun goes below the horizon. Well, Nikra Tchila Shkia. That's called the beginning of Shkia. Then passes the time of 3.25 mil. That's considered still day. We also all the maskal shkia shnia. Then the second shkia starts. Shos maskal hishaka ha'or legamri. So what's it called shkia? So that's when the process of the or starts leaving the sky. Unikra sof shkia. That's called sof shkia. Nimshach zmana kadei shir mahalach shloshes rivi mil. That process is spread out over a period of 3/4 of a mil. Shu'el of v'chomish meyos amas, which is 1,500 amas. Who ben hashmoshes? That's referred, we refer to that as ben hashmoshes. Vachakach yotzei shloshes chachamim benim shem simon laila, and then the three stars chachamim benim come out. That's a simon for laila. And there's ladaita maskilas shkia says chachamim who arbas milin. So it comes out from shkia till say so chachamim is 4 mil. They disagree and they say no, immediately after the sun goes below the horizon is ready ben hashmoshes. Okay. If you want, you can make part of that benish Tosefes Shabbos. You can make all of it Tosefes Shabbos. Let's say so. How do you get deeper? Tosefes Shabbos over here means that you would actually be makabel Shabbos pepep. In other words, the minimal Tosefes is a chiyuv whether you're mekabel peh or not. That which you want to extend, that needs a kabbalah bepeh. Shuk mekabel lo b'shem tosefes Shabbos o yirei miras borchu kil kamamim sif dalad. Or if it became the meaning that by saying borchu, you're saying you're davening ma'ariv, you're saying it's laila already. So that's a form of kabbalah. Imahani said kabbalah b'leiv ayin kamamim sif and tafresh kesef gimel b'hagav meshavur shom. What about if you don't express it verbally, you just think it? Is that a Kabbalah? So he says, look later on, where there is talks about the union of being Makabal, the Tanis of Kippur early. You should do a Pepet. Our minhag is that when a woman lights Neiris, that's considered a Kabbalah. You have to add now. You don't have to do the whole thing. You do just a little bit, but you have to do something. So losh shogunah means any ezesman, just any amount. However, it's not enough just to do a little bit. You need more than that. Mr. Burr suggests that the acceptable or preferred minimal Tosefes will give you, together with Ben Hashmoshes, close to a half an hour. So if you do your math, that's 18 minutes, right? 18 minutes before. If you're living in a world that you follow the Rebbeinu Tam, so after the sun sets, you keep doing Malachim. What happens? 18 minutes before Ben Hashmoshes starts, you're like the Neiris, and you're Mekabel Shabbos. So that's 13 minutes, and this is 18 minutes, so it's about half an hour of time. We're saying Ben Hashmoshes, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is 13 and a half minutes. We're saying that you're Moisif, and between the Hosafa and the Ben Hashmoshes, it's approximately a half an hour. So I'm saying the number which we use for Lucas Neiris is 18 minutes before Shkia is approximately that amount of time. The Bir Lacha will say the reason why we do 18 minutes is because there's a Shita which says that Ben Hashmoshes starts before the sun sets. The same way we calculate 3/4 of a mil, not after the sun sets until, but rather before the sun sets. When the sun sets, it's Laila. There's one sheet which the Bir Lacha brings. So according to the Gra, 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. So if you light your neir is 18 minutes before Shkia, you're going to fulfill that Shita. Shita's Hireyim, that 18 minutes before the sun sets is already Ben Hashmasher, so you shouldn't be doing Malach anymore. So at least we'll be Moisif that extra time in order to at least keep the Malacha, not to Sefes, but at least the Malacha according to the Hireyim if possible. That's where the idea of 18 minutes comes from. If you take that idea and you apply it over here, it comes to approximately 30 minutes. Let's hold it here.